She's a stone cold killer in designer gloves.
She sent a kill shot
through my heart.
She left the sea clean with no trace of blood.
Oh, I guess that's what you get for falling in
love. She sent a kill shot
through my heart. Designer gloves.
She sent a kill shot
through my heart.
She left the sea clean with no trace of blood.
Oh, I guess that's what you get for falling in love.
It's gonna be alright.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
I can see you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Like to say, this is Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson coming to you on this first Sunday of New Year.
Amen.
Lord, we thank God for this New Year. Like to say, Happy New Year to all you all out there, all the radio listeners. We thank the Lord. And I just want to prophesy for the true saints of God that have been going through and suffering. This is going to be the greatest year you ever seen. You hear me now? Hear me now?
Amen.
I said, this is going to be the greatest year you ever seen. For the Bible says the sinner's wealth is laid up for the just. So get ready to reap, saints. Get ready to reap. Father, in your name, Jesus, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, for another year.
Thank
Lord,
you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you for this broadcast, Lord. Now, Lord,
Amen.
We pray for the sick and the afflicted every day.
In the name of Jesus.
Everywhere. We bind the devil.
Amen.
We cast out the devil. A lot of these saints, they're going through with their children. Their children full of the devil. They got demons. They're going through with their husband and loved one. And I cast out the devil. I come against the suicide spirit. I come against the murder spirit. I come against the violent spirit. I come against the cursing spirit. I come against the
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I come against your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said you hate the violent man. In the name of
Jesus.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
I speak healing to all different kinds of cancer.
In the name of Jesus.
And ailments. I speak it right now, Lord. Open up the understanding.
Amen.
They hear and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Move right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Move right now. Move right now.
Thank
in
you,
the name of Jesus. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that prayer. Hallelujah.
Thank
that
you,
New
Jesus.
Year prayer. Praise the Lord. Right now, my wife, she gonna start us off this new year. Right now, we're going to bring it to her. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Luella Simpson. Preach, baby. Preach.
Amen. Ephesians 5th chapter and verse 20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus had all power. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to get baptized. Do you not feel with the Holy Ghost ever there speaking in tongues? Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. He's the Holy God. Give thanks to Jesus. We got to give him thanks every day. Wake up in the morning thanking him.
Yes, Lord, yes,
go to
Lord.
Bed thanking him.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Him all day long. Because he's worthy to be prayed. Give thanks to Jesus.
Amen.
He's worthy to be prayed.
Amen.
I thank him every day. I thank him for waking me up close in my right mind. Thank him for saving me, baptized in Jesus' name. I thank him for everything he already done for
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
I thank him what he's finna do for us. I thank him for my hub, my God, keep on blessing us over and
Amen.
Over again. I thank him. I give him thanks. I give him praise. I give him honor because he's worthy to be praised. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. Uh-huh. I mean nobody. Uh-huh. You can't find nobody like Jesus. Amen. I tell you, he's a good God.
Yes,
he'll supply all of your need.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Thanks to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give him thanks. Give him praise because uh-huh. he's worthy.
Uh-huh.
Every day I thank him for waking me up close in my right mind. Thank him for everything he's doing for us. Thank him for how he give hallelujah.
Amen.
Give holy. I give him holy. Be holy. He said be holy because he's a holy God. I love him. I love him. I love him. I appreciate him.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is
thank
calling
you.
Y'all. It's time to come on get saved.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord.
Get baptized hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Give thanks to the Lord. We ought to wake up. Give thanks to the Lord. I was telling somebody, everybody making a big deal about Thanksgiving Day. Oh, they travel
you,
all around the world in different places.
Thank
some
you,
of them didn't make it. Trying to celebrate, had a Turkey Day. I call it a Turkey Day because one thing I found out, every day is Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And when you wake up in the morning, like I said over it, hallelujah, and lamentation, praise the Lord, it's because of God's mercy that we are not consumed. Every day we wake up, that's a Thanksgiving. Every day, hallelujah, we wake up above ground. It's a thank you, Jesus. Every day, hallelujah, we wake up, hallelujah. Well, I mean, every day
you,
that we're not going to the funeral home, hallelujah, going into the emergency.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we all give him thank you and tell
thank
him,
you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me. I thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
I had to repent and with baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost, without the Holy
thank
Ghost,
you, Jesus.
I can't make it. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't be saved. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't go to heaven. Without the Holy Ghost, I ain't got
praise
no power.
That.
That's what Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after
amen.
The Holy Ghost will come up on you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said in 24th chapter, good God Almighty, Shatana, Ikanadabo Shatana. Ow! Jesus told the disciple, and Matt and
preach
and
it.
24, go.
Thank you,
go
Jesus.
To Jerusalem until you receive power from on high.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then he also said, it's an expedient that I go away. And if
amen.
I don't go away, the comfort won't come up.
Preach the word, hear the word.
Which is the Holy Ghost, which is the power that keeping power.
Give amen.
Until the Lord. I thank you for my little car, God. I thank you for the little home we got. I thank you for the clothes on my back. I thank you for food on my table.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
Thank you for my little bank account. I thank you for my wife. Thank you for all
thank
the
you,
children
Jesus.
And the grandchildren and the great grandchildren.
Thank you,
thanks
Jesus.
You for my help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good God, my thanks you. I'm not in no wheelchair. Thanks you.
Amen.
I got both of my legs. Thanks you. I got both
thank
of my arms.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks you. I got all 10 of my toes and 10 of my fingers. Good God, my I thank you for my voice. I thank you for my eyesight. So one time
thank
I was
you, Jesus.
And couldn't see you, but now I'm seeing her. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Praise the word. You're in the word.
Time, we don't give God credit. He
amen.
Said, you give him due. He said, all things make
give
him
thanks.
Known. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
you don't
Jesus.
Give him thanks. The Bible said, from the rise of good God of the sun to the going down of the same, we ought to give him praise. He's worthy to be praised. He's a good God. He's a
amen.
Merciful God. He's a kind God. He's a just God. He's a righteous God. He's a
incredible
shutdown. But I found out he's a killer too. But the Bible
amen.
Said he's a consuming fire. And the Bible said in 1 Samuel 2:6, God is a killer. Ain't you, Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah. While I'm down here, I'm going to give you the praise.
Preach
I'm going to give you the honor.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Why every time you see me, I'm going to say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm giving praise. Thanks, sir.
Thank you,
thanks,
Jesus.
Go on, hit it, baby. Hit it. Go on, hit it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell my people that I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people.
Yes,
I love you. He died for you. When it's time to stop cutting your hair, it's time to stop bang bang. Take off that lipstick, that makeup. Stop cutting your hair. Stop dyeing your hair. That look like a Jezebel. Cover up yourself. Cover up your bosom. Cover up yourself. Take all those tight bits you can't how to walk in. Cover up your feet, walk around him bare leg. He said, be holy. We got to be holy every day. You got to cover up your feet, everything. When you're praying, you're supposed to have your head covered. God is calling y'all to come on, people. It's time to live for Jesus. Amen. Jesus on the way back town, wind up and value out. Come on, get saved. This is a good life. I'm happy. I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life. I give him thanks. I give him praise. I thank him for the food he put on our table. Thank you for the clothes he put on our back. Thank you for the shoes he put on our feet. Thank you for a roof over our head. I give him thanks for everything he already done, what he finna do. I give him praise. Thank you for our children, grandchildren, loved ones. Give him all of mine to be saved. Thank you, Jesus, all our sisters and brothers. Give him all of mine to be saved. We cried out for soul, one by one, name by name. You know that you, Jesus, don't let them rest till they come to you. I thank God for my home. We out here crying out for your soul because we love you. Amen. We want you to come on, get saved. I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life, and I ain't got nothing to be said or worried about. Lord. He promised to take care of you. He'll supply all of your needs according to his will. We ain't got to ask for nothing. Amen. He supply them all, and I give him praise. I give him honor. His servant said, Jesus have all power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for everything. I thank you how he wake me up close in my right mind this morning. I thank you for every day he wake me up. I said, Lord, I just want to thank you for being so good, so kind, loving, merciful, wonderful, almighty. Can't nobody do you like you. I thank you for everything. I give him praise because I love him. I love him. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for protecting us. That's what the Bible said. All your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your paths. I thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people, if they had the Lord on their side, they wouldn't have been in New Orleans when all that killing went.
Jesus.
They stayed themselves at home. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And why we got to be led of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And all to be led of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
You first got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me see. God told me to tell you folks, you people out there, stay at home. Quit running to the ball game and all these events and all these street things. Stay at home.
Praise that.
All these gathering, shot talking about so many thousands of them when they dropped that ball in New York. Good God Almighty. They out there celebrating the New Year. Some of them didn't make it. Good God Almighty.
Thank
they
you,
stay at home. Shot down like dogs.
Amen.
Killed like slaughtered like animals. Why? They're in the wrong place.
Preach the word in the word.
Time. If you listen to the Lord, he'll direct your paths. He'll lead you and guide you. That's why you.
Yes, I mean, Lord.
It's so good to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let me tell you. Let me serve notice on you. Ain't no sense in having the Holy Ghost if you don't obey him.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Jesus. Because he said in Romans 8 and 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Yes.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you,
uh-huh.
The Holy Ghost. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're none of Christ. He don't own it.
Preach the word.
He can't direct you. Hashata in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We ought to think about
hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, saints everywhere. Saints everywhere. Preachers everywhere.
Amen.
Y'all need to have time to thank the Lord.
Yes,
Shata.
Sir.
If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough. I couldn't praise him
amen.
Enough. And my people, sir.
Preach that.
Out of my, what you call by my name. You humble themselves. Thank
you, Jesus.
You won't humble yourself. Pray. You won't pray until you need something. You won't pray
Jesus.
Until you beg. You won't pray until something hit the family. Pray that boy in jail. Let him stay in jail. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe while he in jail, you get saved. Let that girl stay in jail. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The word. You in the word.
And you're begging, trying to get him out. Hey, let him stay in jail. Good God Almighty. But the Bible said, hallelujah. And my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves.
Yes, Lord.
Pray. Turn from their wicked ways. Good God.
Amen.
Shout out now.
Jesus.
Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Some of y'all, you won't get baptized in Jesus' name. We've been crying out for years.
You in the
you
word.
Won't get baptized
thank you,
in Jesus' name. And you deny the power thereof. Good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout out now. And he said, if you do all this, I'll hear from heaven and heal the land.
Jesus.
The land need healing.
Yes.
If destruction not there, you ain't saved nowhere if you don't have Jesus. Just like they kill all them folks.
Preach the word. You in the word.
They can come to Walmart and shoot you. They can come to the restaurant and shoot you. They can come on your job and shoot you. The only safe place is in Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow.
Jesus.
Under the shadow of the Most High. The secret place is in Jesus. The secret
Amen.
Place. Shata is decovered. You cover. Thank you, Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And the only way you can be covered by the blood of Jesus. You
yes,
got to be just like he told Nicodemus. and St. John 5:3, except a man be born of the water, baptized in Jesus' name, of the Spirit, baptized with the Holy Ghost, you can't see the kingdom. You can't go to heaven. You got to have both of them.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord,
for
what you're doing. Thank you, Father, every time
they
need to be saved. Our grandchildren, they need the Holy Ghost. Our grandchildren need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we love y'all.
Amen.
We go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Hi, I'm CJ, Program Director of KYT, KQJL Radio Station. I've known Attorney Goins his entire life. He's a man of integrity and has worked his entire life to be constructive, driven, and informative. He always put others first. He'll definitely do the same for you. He's very considerate of your feelings, will guide you through the process of dealing with the car wreck. I could say so many great things about Attorney Goins, but the one thing that stands out more than anything, I know he is truly willing to fight for you during the process of dealing with the car wreck or diesel hitting you. When the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. That's 318-787-5607. Again, that's 318-787-5607.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
KAYTKQJO.
What was his number one priority? Well, according to Jesus himself, let's read a couple of statements made by him concerning his priority. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear or how you will live, because the Father knows you need those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to your life." Seek ye first is probably the most important statement of priority. Seek means you got to pursue it. It doesn't come to you. You got to go and pursue knowledge of it. First means it's above everything else, more important than everything else. And the kingdom means it is the object of your pursuit. Seek first the kingdom of God. Righteousness has to do with positioning, relationship to that government of that kingdom. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, don't seek food and clothing and cars and houses. He says, stop doing that. That is why Jesus Christ, please read my lips and don't misunderstand me, look at my lips, he never preached prosperity. Read the four Gospels and show me where he preached prosperity. He didn't. Do you know why? Because in a kingdom, prosperity is normal. That's why the words like commonwealth are only used in kingdoms. because the wealth is common. Everybody is automatically wealthy in a kingdom because it is in the king's best interest for every citizen to be wealthy. Because a king's reputation is determined by the status of his citizens. So your prosperity is a government policy in a kingdom. That's why he never admonished the disciples to pursue things. He said things are supposed to be added to your life, not become an object of pursuit. What you should pursue is what? I can't hear you. The kingdom of God. He says focus on the kingdom first and everything else falls into place. How about this one? Matthew chapter 10 verse 7. He says, as you go, he's talking to every pastor, every member of his body, as you go, preach this message. Why does he use the word this? Because he knew that we have other messages. Read the verse again out loud. Read it. As you go, preach this message. What's the message? The kingdom of heaven is near. He says, that's the message you should preach. This implies, I know you will be tempted to preach many other things. But you preach this message. Oh, by the way, this is found in Matthew 10, when he was talking to the disciples about the problems in the world. It was in that chapter 9 and 10 when he said he saw the people like sheep without shepherd, harassed and oppressed by life. And he says, we must find some laborers to go and help them. And then he says, he sent them out and says, preach this message. In other words, the solution to oppression and frustration in society is the kingdom message. They had just saw him heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. He fed 5,000 people. He walked on water. He says, don't preach that. Preach the kingdom. In other words, don't preach my miracles. Preach the kingdom. Uh-oh. Most of our sermons are about his miracles. And if anybody should be tempted to preach the miracles, it should be Peter, James, and John, and Bartholomew, and Matthew. Why? They saw them with their own eyes. He said, no, when you go, guys, don't preach what I did. Preach this message. The kingdom of heaven has arrived. Why? Because miracles are not the message. Miracles are the evidence of the presence of another government. When you read the four Gospels again, and start tonight, just start Matthew, read the first five chapters before you go to bed, you will find that everywhere he said, the Bible always said this, and Jesus preached the kingdom of God, and then he healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out demons. In other words, the miracles were evidence of his message. It's the kingdom. He says, pursue the kingdom as you're hungering this week to know the kingdom. And don't number one goal. Look at this one in Matthew 13 verse 11. That's right, this is your Bible. Matthew 13 verse 11. He says, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to those outside of the kingdom. That means the kingdom has, can I use the term, secret laws that you got to study and learn? The knowledge of the secret of the kingdom has been given unto you, he says, but not to them. Why? He says, whoever has will be given more. And he who have not, even what he has, will be taken from him. By the way, this is a response to a question they asked him. He was teaching them the kingdom of God, and he gave them this parable about the sower sowing a seed. And they didn't understand him. And they said, why do you speak to the people in parables, and you speak to us plainly? He said, because it's given to you to know the secrets, but not to them. And then he says, because him who has, more will be given. When I did my research in the Hebrew language on this verse in college, I was shocked. The meaning of it is simple. He says, those who want to know more about it, I will tell them more. And those who have no interest, I will make sure they never find it. That's why I speak to them in parables. You see, God will only tell you what you want to know. God will only show you what you want to see. He'll only give you what you really want to receive. In other words, if you don't have an interest in God, God hides himself from you. We say that God is everywhere, omnipresent. That's true. But how do you explain this statement? And you will find me only if you seek me with all your heart. Now, he's everywhere. He said, but you will only find me if you seek me with all your heart. Not casually. If you really want to know me, I'll reveal myself. If you don't want to know me, I'll hide myself, he says. What he's saying is, if you don't want to know the kingdom, I will keep it secret. But if you want to know, passionately pursuing it, I will reveal it to you. He says, to you, disciples, you left your boats, you left your farms, you left your family to follow me. I'm going to tell you all the secrets. But those people, they don't leave their farms to come after me. If you are hungering this week to know the kingdom, and don't miss a session, God will give you things he never gave anybody else. He revealed to you things you cannot understand until he tells you. God will open your mind this week if you come to every session and say, God, I want to know. I want to know. He says, I will withhold nothing from you. You will have what? Abundance. That's how I got to learn about the kingdom. I became hungry for it. How about this one? His message for the church is found in Luke chapter 4. Watch Jesus. It says these words. And Jesus said, I must preach what? The good news of what? The kingdom of God. To who? All other towns. Because that is why I was sent. Why was he sent? Not to preach a religion, but to preach the kingdom of God to every town also. I told the crew at the city church how I went to college and I got 3 bachelor's degrees. I got a master's degree and 3 doctorates. I got a degree in theology, graduated with honors. And there was not one class on the kingdom. And Jesus said, he must preach this message of the kingdom. In other words, they qualified me not. If you don't believe me, read this verse. It gets worse. Read this verse. Matthew 24, verse 14. Everybody read. Go. And this gospel. Stop reading. Stop. Notice he didn't say the gospel. Because he knew we have all these other messages we're preaching. Baptism, faith, prosperity, healing, Holy Spirit. He said, no, this message. Now, don't get me wrong. We preach good messages. But read his instructions. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached where? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What shall be preached in all the world? This gospel. Why? There are many others. I told you I got a degree from one of the top universities in America. Not one class on the kingdom. I read the writings of the German theologians, St. Augustine, all the deep thoughts of all these deep theologians, not one class on the kingdom. I read Calvinism, not one class on the kingdom. We studied all the different thoughts of the early church, but not one class on the kingdom. And it's the only thing he told us to preach. That's why God is saying, kingdom first. Get back to my first instruction. Why? Because the last part of the verse depends on it. We keep asking God, when will the end come? And so we have a tsunami. And everybody says, the end of the world is coming. So we have 9/11. The world is coming to an end. Earthquake. The world is